White House defends DHS disinformation board as nonpartisan and apolitical despite Nina Jankowicz's public support for Hillary Clinton. By Charlie Spiering on May 2, 2022. The White House on Monday said the newly created Department of Homeland Security's DHS Disinformation Governance Board would be nonpartisan despite the leader of the board's history of partisan statements on social media. The mandate is not to adjudicate what is true or false online or otherwise. It will operate in a nonpartisan and apolitical manner, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters at the daily briefing. The appointed executive director of the board, Nina Jankowicz, publicly stated her support for failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Maybe Hillary Clinton's most important point so far, a Donald Trump presidency would embolden ISIS, she wrote on Twitter with the hashtag #im with her. During the 2016 election, Jankowicz spread discredited stories about then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's ties to Russia and the Kremlin. Jankowicz also repeatedly criticized former President Trump's use of social media and scolded tech companies for failing to punish him for controversial posts on Twitter. She also repeatedly pointed to claims that the Hunter Biden laptop was part of the Russian disinformation operation to affect the 2020 presidential election. In 2020, Jankowicz even defended Christopher Steele's thoughts on disinformation after his widely discredited Russian dossier was widely discredited as a major source for lies about President Trump during the campaign. Jankowicz also defended Biden's handling of Ukraine, despite Russian President Vladimir Putin invading the country during his presidency. She argued that Trump would have been much worse than Biden. Psaki said the DHS Disinformation Board under Jankowicz would coordinate ongoing work that is happening online from the department. She also said the board will focus on things that would incite violence, extremism, as well as human traffickers and transnational criminals, malign foreign influence, or information endangering people during emergencies. A lot of this work is really about work that people may not see every day that's ongoing by the Department of Homeland Security, she said. When asked how DHS would identify extremist groups, Jen Psaki said she did not know, told reporters to question the Department of Homeland Security.